Can a Hollywood film deflect or shatter Jacob Blickenstaff's incredulity? Listen to his review of Push to find out.
I don't see why you keep at it. You already know the ending to this story.
We're going to change it.
What if people could move objects with their mind? What if one person could put thoughts into another's head? What if you could see the future? These questions have fascinated comic book authors, science fiction writers, and movie and television scriptwriters for decades. The science fiction thriller Push proposes a constellation of superpowers for its characters and pits its protagonists against an unscrupulous government organization known as Division. The paranormal abilities shown in Push run the gamut from movers with telekinetic powers to watchers who can see the future and pushers who put thoughts into the minds of others. Finally, bleeders destroy objects and cause internal injury simply by screaming. The film takes place almost entirely in present-day Hong Kong, where a 13-year-old watcher named Cassie joins forces with Nick, a mover, to find a very powerful pusher, Kira, who recently escaped from Division, bringing with her a drug capable of amplifying paranormal powers. Division wants the drug back, and the local mob, who have a watcher and two bleeders in the family, wants it too. The climactic battle in a skyscraper under construction features all the major powers and a classic gotcha ending. It was nice to see an action film including several powerful female characters. The audience is rooting for Cassie and Kira, but they are up against the mobster's daughter, who is a very skilled watcher, and Nick is nearly bested by a female Stitcher later in the film. Oh yeah, now Stitchers can heal or injure people simply by touching them. Though Cassie's power is to know the future, she also learns to take action to change her future through the course of the movie. I hope some young women who see the film will be able to take that message and apply it to their own lives. In addition to the empowerment of young women, there are a few ways teachers could use the paranormal in Push to introduce science topics. Bleeders, who can use their voices to break glass, shatter doors, and cause substantial trauma to people around them, are an interesting phenomenon. It really is possible to break glass with sound, as shown on an early episode of Mythbusters and in old TV commercials for audio tape. The trick in the real world is to match the frequency of sound to the natural frequency of the glass you're trying to break. The sequence of matched sound waves hitting the glass interfere constructively, or resonate, and cause the glass to vibrate so violently it breaks. Bleeders seem to be able to generate sound that resonates with every glass object around them, even though each one would have a different natural frequency. A second issue I had with the bleeders is how they can do so much damage without injuring themselves. See, sound energy decreases with the distance from the source, so I'm curious how they could break glass 10 meters away without damaging their own hearing. Physics or physical science students who've studied energy might notice that movers are particularly impressive. Movers can change the motion of objects without touching them. They can pick up guns, deflect bullets, and fling people across a room with no apparent effort. The question that comes immediately to my mind is, where is all that energy coming from? In a fight with a Division mover, Nick is lifted off his feet and smashed into the ceiling above. That means the other mover had to increase Nick's gravitational potential energy by lifting him up, and also increase Nick's kinetic energy by speeding him up to fling him against the ceiling. When normal humans do this kind of work, the energy comes from chemical processes in our bodies causing muscles to contract, and when we use up our energy, we get tired and hungry. It would be neat if screenwriters took some note of the energy requirements of the special abilities they give their characters. Perhaps movers would need a lot more food after using their abilities, or maybe they're able to tap into some other energy source that normal humans don't have access to. While I doubt Push will win any cinematic awards for 2009, it does provide science teachers with a pop culture starting point for discussions of resonance and energy.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.